I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
Here comes a throw home. He's going to be out at home. Oh, what a throw by Soto.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan on this wet Wednesday. 877-337-6666 is our number. Get back to these calls. Yanks and Mets doing the juggle here, squeezing a little Knicks as well. Sergeant Slaughter just called us. He'll be, yeah, man, it's awesome. Be in studio tomorrow. WrestleMania 40. Jeez.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I remember the 40? First one. I was watching it.
Man, I started with WrestleMania 3. I've since gone back, and WrestleMania 1 was like an embarrassment.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, looking back on it now.
You mean the actual, like, the quality of the matches? Or
everything.
Well, the Piper, but the angle with Mr. T and Piper, was that was real.
No, but, like, the whole show compared to where it's gone.
Oh, I see. Well, like, you mean WrestleMania, the spelling?
Yeah, WrestleMania 3 was really the first, to me, big spectacle.
I understand. Okay, because of the Silverdome, 93,000 people. I would say, while I agree, that's where it really launched into... different level business.
Yeah.
And by the way, the best fight that, I know the Hogan-Andre thing, the Steamboat
Savage, Macho
fight was probably the better one. The second one, they had it at several locations.
L.A., Chicago, Nassau Coliseum.
The Rosemont Horizon in Chicago. And they tried to make it bigger. It didn't really work. I think that was when Piper boxed Mr. T, and that was weak.
Yeah.
That just
and
looked
it was Hogan
weak.
Bundy.
In the steel cage. Yep. Look at us here. Wow.
Yeah, I love
throwing
the
it back.
Old school stuff.
Yeah.
And then Slaughter, WrestleMania 7.
God,
I remember
he took
that.
The strap, right?
Right, because Hogan lost it the year before to Warrior. Hogan won it at 5 against Macho Man.
Yeah.
Lost it at 6 to Warrior.
I was not a Warrior guy.
Me neither.
At all.
I hated that. I remember that was in Toronto at the Sky Dome. And then Warrior lost it to Slaughter along the way, and Hogan got it back, beating Slaughter at WrestleMania.
I never thought they'd make Slaughter champion because they never really had to. He was one of those guys who you know when he was a heel. I mean, the heat was real when he was a babyface. He was adored by. I mean, it was patriotic. Like he didn't need a belt to validate
right
who he was.
But at the time, it was the Iraqi War.
Oh my God!
And they had Slaughter come in as an anti-American.
He was an Iraqi sympathizer. That's what he was. Iraqi, like he sympathizes with them. We're in a war with them, and you have the greatest American. I know he loves America, but especially the gimmick. The greatest American sympathizing with Iraq.
When he won the belt from the Warrior, I remember being like, "Oh my God!" Like this guy. And that music plays, the drums. I couldn't believe it when he actually won the championship.
Oh, man. That's going to be fun. He's coming in the whole getup, right? Watch. Imagine if he's wearing like a 3-piece suit. Who's this guy? Right. Get out of here. He better come in as Sarge dressed up. And we'll get video of it. I'm going to let him put the Cobra clutch on me.
Go.
I'm going to. We got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Let's just clear the air and make sure because we've had a great show. I genuinely miss being on the air. And the one thing that I don't do, and I mean this, and I suggest that you guys do this too. Oh, dude, what?
The Mets made a move.
The Mets
made
a move.
Martinez up?
No,
they got
he's
a pitcher.
Not ready.
Oh, Tehran?
Julio Tehran.
Okay.
Is he going to pitch tomorrow? I mean, you know. Yeah, okay.
And he's now taking over as their ace of the staff.
Well, McGill's hurt. Ah, God, anyway.
Julio Tehran.
I don't get too wrapped up in social media because it's a poisonous, toxic culture. I've got no problem saying I prefer to be liked, but if you don't like me, that's fine. I mean, I'm not, I'm just trying to do my thing, and I'm certainly not trying to hurt anybody in life. I think I'm a good guy. But I don't get too wrapped up into what people say. Unless they're saying that my partner's talking about me, then I'm like, okay, now I got to see what's going on.
Right.
So just for the record, because Evan and Tinky's coming up next, you had your thing with Evan.
Yes.
You know what that was about. I know what it was about. Yeah. The whole Spike and Evan thing.
Well, no, it wasn't
and
even
not
about
being here on opening day. You well, standing that's up for the, you know, what the spirit of what FAN means. And
right. That's
how
what
could
it was
you be
about.
An afternoon host and not be here? And all right. I got you. How was I pulled into it? Now, I know you pulled Hoff into
no,
it.
No, I didn't even pull
how
Hoff into
I
it.
How was I pulled into
Hoff
it?
Hoff pulled himself into it. I said something like I was ripping Evan for being off, and then we got into it. And I was like, truth be told, I don't even like the fact that BT's not here right now. And I wish that you were here Monday and Tuesday so we could recap the Mets and Yankees. As bad as it was from my perspective, Yankees great, Mets down.
Mm-hmm.
And I even said, as I said that, I understand, you know, holiday, family obligations, all that, but it sucks. It's opening week. I wish BT was here Monday and Tuesday. I don't remember the exact words, but it was basically that.
So it was so more of like, I miss my guy.
Correct. That's where it came from. Right. And like, even though I would say that to Boomer and Geo, Hoff or whoever, like, no, that's a shot. I'm like, it's actually, if you think about it, a compliment. Like, I could have easily been like, oh, it's great. BT's not here. I get the room to myself. I can do what I want. I don't need to hear his Yankee nonsense, whatever it may be. I was like, I wish BT was here. We built up this whole thing in the offseason. Here we are opening week, and you're not here Monday, Tuesday. Now, again, I understand it. You got your things you need to attend to.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
well, I appreciate the latitude whatever, to yeah. take a couple of days off on Easter, Mr. Program Director. Apparently,
I mean,
can somebody name a program? I don't care who it is at this point, but can Chris Olivero please name a program director? Because apparently, this guy thinks he's the PD.
I did say.
Going at Evan, taking off. I mean, come on.
I did
Who
say.
Who gave you the juice to be this guy?
Nobody, but I did say if I were running things, it'd be a little bit different around here. I did say that in the rant. And then Hoff was like, oh, well, you got on me for taking off last week. I was like, yeah, I did.
Oh, that's how he got
it's opening
okay.
day.
Well, I was defending Evan because someone had to do it.
Do you think that Evan, now I heard a snippet. And I got a lot of tweets. I got a couple of texts from my buddies, like, legitimately. This is where I was like, all right, I'll see what's going on. I'll text Sal privately, which I did, and I'll find out what's going on when I get back, because I love working with the guy. But
you can just listen to it on the free Odyssey app, by the way.
Well, that's
true. You can check it out.
Do a little rewind to see if he actually threw me under the bus or not. Like, I'm a team guy. What I'm not in the business of having happen ever, whether it's next month or during the summer, I'm off, and I got to worry about this guy if this guy's going to try to railroad his partner, because I trust you, and I got to make sure that it's reciprocated.
Right.
So, but when I got the text, not from the listeners, but I got a couple texts from my buddies, they're like, man, I thought you guys love working together. Like, one guy was one of my best friends. Like, I think Chow was taking shots at you.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, all right, I know how this works. I know how, like, once he takes one shot at somebody, you can, like, nine things come into your mind because your mind works fast. I didn't really think it was bad, and it's not. But did you really think that Evan needed to be defended? Because you just said you jumped in because you felt like Evan needed to be. You didn't feel like I needed to be defended. Did you feel like Evan truly needed to be defended?
Yes.
Was it that bad?
He needed to be defended because you were.
Was it that bad?
He was crushing him.
Well, then why didn't Evan stick up for himself?
Well, he did come in here afterwards.
Yeah, well, I heard that. Nah, he didn't really come in and defend himself.
Now, by the way, you don't have a problem with him taking off for opening day. And he didn't take off. That's where I apologize. He did come in. He came in 2.5 hours late.
Well, I mean, I would say to you, hey, if you're gonna crush somebody, know the facts.
Right, but he wasn't here for the start of his show.
I know that we don't listen to the show every second of every day, but you know, I knew that he made his way back in. I wanted to see what was going on. Now, did I really think it was real or not with Spike and Evan? I didn't think it was real.
Right,
maybe elements were real, but I was curious to see if he got back by 4, so I put the station on.
But
and
how,
he wasn't.
But how about right? So how
got
about
back
the
at 4:30?
How about the fact that he would take partially off on opening day to go to the game?
Okay, my answer to that is now, and I sincerely mean this. I don't stick my beak in other people's business. I really don't. That's one thing that I think maybe because that's where I'm from, and I just don't do that. I don't do that, right? And I like to be a good teammate. Boomer's Foundation, anything
right,
I can do for the guys, I really, really want to be a good teammate. So I'll answer it this way because I'm not looking to take a shot at Evan here. Would I do that? Never.
Okay. And that's, you know.
I wouldn't do it.
So,
I'm not going to run for that. I would never do that.
And that was kind of my point. And for you, like I said, it was just more about the show. It was disappointing to me. I understood it. If it really bothered me that much, I would have been like, oh, dude, you got to take off those 2 days.
Yeah.
Like, And there's
well, like you said to Hoff when we found out that he was taking off the whole week, but he just never changed his mind.
Right.
We both were like, oh, you're going to miss this
opening
league.
Week?
And he's like, yep, I'm off.
I get it. Like, I totally understand. You got lives with families, kids,
yes.
all that stuff. I have that as well. So I understand if there's going to be a time where I'm going to need off for certain things, whatever. So I get it. But I don't have to like it. I mean, that's just the reality. I felt like it would have been better for us to be here Monday and Tuesday. But I wasn't picking on you for being off. One thing that maybe I said that a caller was bothered at was somebody saying something about Evan and me taking a backseat. Evan's the real voice of the Met fan. And I said, like, I'm not taking a backseat to anybody. Not Evan, not BT, not anybody. Maybe they took that the wrong way.
Well, the little power play already. We're already going there. I hope we're not going there.
No, it wasn't a power play, but just in general. So, like, people could hear that.
A little jockeying for positions.
Not even. But the same way I would expect you to say, you're not taking a backseat to anybody in any regard. Like,
yeah.
That's just, it wasn't a shot at you. It was just, you're my partner. I'm referencing you. Like, to me, there is no, oh, me first, you second, you first, me second. Like,
nope.
Not, yeah, and then that's what I mean. But people
so,
hear
so,
that.
So we're good. I'm good.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Is Evan truly good with you?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, we seem to be fine.
Is Evan good with Sal?
They're fine.
We talked the next day.
They're
all
fine.
Good.
I mean, I don't know if they're ever fine. I don't know if Evan's ever fine, but I don't know if Sal's ever fine, too.
Oh, this guy.
I've heard about text messages that goes on
the
side.
Here's what I'll say. If you listen to the show, I rip my wife more than I rip anybody. If I can rip my wife relentlessly, everybody's fair game.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Pack some boxes, honey. Get moving. I got work to do.
Meanwhile, has anybody complained more about moving than this guy? Like, nobody in civilization has ever moved.
Yeah. I have one guy that complained more than you. Tommy Lugauer. He spent this whole Lugauer on it the other day.
What, I wanted 7 minutes?
Yes.
Was it a short show or a long show?
No, it was like a 5-minute show. He spent complaining
like
about
Lugie,
bitching
though.
And
He's
moaning.
He's the next guy. I got no beef with Lugie. I don't know. I mean, like, I got news for everybody. So, as adults, you move. You know what I mean?
I know.
Oh, you're a lunatic.
What are you doing this weekend? You want to help me unpack?
I'll tell you what. I'll come over, have a drink with you. Whenever you guys are settled in, we're not far from each other.
Love to do that.
You know what
Watch
I mean?
Watch the Yankee game.
Oh, yeah. Well, Mets ain't going to be worth watching. All right, guys. We got to go. Evan and Tinky, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.